Hello, hello. Let's just do a really quick one here. CBN. Americans treated to historic light show in the heavenlies, God's handiwork on display. First of all, in the heavenlies. Who talks this way? Who the hell talks this way? So, it was a celestial show in the heavens that many Americans thought they would never witness firsthand. Millions across the country were treated to a green and purple glow in the sky this past weekend. And as far south as Texas in the U.S., as well as Chile, northern China, England, and northern Europe. It was all thanks to a severe geomagnetic storm on the surface of the sun that produced a rare and powerful sequence of solar flares over several days. Now, I will say of CNN, they have some bona fide scientists talking about the phenomenon, and it's all very good. Let me see if I can pull out just one paragraph of that. Ian Cohen at Johns Hopkins Applied Physical Laboratory added, basically, what happens is part of the sun actually lifts off the surface. So this plasma, the charged particles, the magnetic field that makes up the sun's part of it, actually lifts off the sun and streams away into space. And they talk about what damage this can cause. In fact, we had something like this just a year ago and created some damage. And I just want to get over here to the last paragraph. It's very short, one sentence. And it's right after they talk about the damage last year. And it says, but this time around, the solar event was about enjoying the wonder of God's handiwork, the northern lights seen by many for the first time. Yeah, last year it was a fuck storm, but this time it's just about enjoying the handiwork of God. Let me tell you, if you are Christian-minded, the lights are beautiful if you ever get to see them, no doubt. Beautiful. One of the things that we can look forward to seeing in our lifetimes if we have a chance to go to places where these things happen and be there at the right time. But this is not evidence of God's handiwork, any more than a thunder and lightning storm in the south is evidence of God's handiwork. In fact, if you have not been to the American South during storm season, it's possible that you have never seen a storm. You've got to be in the right part of the world. You think you've seen rain. You think you've heard thunder. You think you've seen lightning. You ain't seen nothing until you've seen that kind of storm. It's scary as hell. It'll scare the piss out of you every time, no matter how many times you've been through it. And if your storms don't scare the piss out of you, we ain't talking about the same kind of storms, okay? However, even as a kid, I always thought those storms were among the most beautiful things you could see. They would always say, don't stand near the windows, and I'd just go to a window and look. Stupidly. I mean, I survived. But the thunder, it's like a sound that cannot be repeated in some natural way, or even some non-natural way. It's amazing. The lightning, which can be seen from miles and miles and miles away, way more brilliant. One strike of the right kind of lightning is better than a million fireworks shows. You just, it's not even close. Probably the one, probably the most beautiful and awesome natural wonders this earth produces. However, if that storm is on top of you, and then maybe you get a little tornado that drops right down on your mobile home, you're not thanking God for the beauty of his nature. You are praying to God to save you from the storm. It is not evidence of God's work. In fact, the way preachers would talk about it, it would be evidence of sin and how sin has entered the world and messed up the natural functions of the world so that we get these kinds of destructive storms. You see, it only becomes a thing that you can really enjoy, the kind of thing that, and people do this, is sit on your stoop and enjoy from a distance, you know, when it's 30 miles away. You enjoy at a distance, sipping your mint julep, your lemonade, your sweet iced tea. You can only do that when you're at a safe distance from the storm. And then you are, yes, thank you, Jesus, for letting me see this storm in the glories of your hand. But when it's upon you, it's save us, Jesus, from this evil storm that is causing millions of dollars in property damage, that has already killed three people and is bearing down on me and my family. What we are looking at, people, the lights in the sky, is a storm that we can watch from a safe distance. That's all that's happening. It's perfectly natural. It's not a miracle. It's not God strutting its stuff. This is just nature doing what nature does. We understand how it works. And folks, it is just a storm. And if there were people who lived on the sun, they would not be hailing the beauty of the storm. They would be screaming to their deaths because it's that kind of storm. So we can only look at it and think, oh, that's beautiful, because we're at a safe distance. You know what else is beautiful? A forest fire. Fires are beautiful. No, I'm not a pyromaniac, but I do have a fireplace, and I love just watching it go. If a fire is beautiful, a big fire is more beautiful. But when it's burning down a fire and is bearing down on your home, it ain't beautiful. And so, because Christians are who they are, and they're constantly looking for a win for God, they look at a storm that, if they were any closer to it, would be deadly. They look at a storm and say, you see what God has let me see, you know, let me witness. They've got to insert God into a fucking storm. Folks, you can praise God for all kinds of things, and that's fine. But what you're thanking God for is the equivalent of a southern thunderstorm that kills people and wreaks havoc on properties and bankrupts people. And that this is what you saw. You just saw it from a safe distance. That's all. Put down the hysteria. It's just a freaking storm. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email at skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.